Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, a couple of notes before I tell you about our wonderful guest tonight, who is returning to grace us again with her presence, and that is the international healer Jean Salch. It's my pleasure to come to you tonight after several weeks of absence. For those of you who don't know, I'm winding down this particular show and am just doing intermittent broadcasts. So I'm grateful for all of you who've joined us tonight. Jean is a wonderful, wonderful healer and channeler, and she is a channel of the divine realm. She's been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. Now, as a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink, which she'll do tonight. So have some water or some beverage that you're comfortable with. Water is preferable, handy, because at the midpoint of the show, she is going to bless the water, and I'll let her tell you what that's all about, because it actually changes the molecules in the water, and I'll let her explain that. So as a vessel, the divine does flow through her, and then it comes to you, which causes deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Jean performs healings and readings by phone or by video, and she's available for local services in Vermont. Now, I'm going to give you her website in a minute. She does this through her website, which is Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. And any topic or health issue can be focused on. She's a wonderful healer. There's no limit for what you can request. Now, the energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. So please consider doing a reading with Jean or a healing with Jean, either one. She can do both. She's a superb talent in both areas. But tonight it will just be a snippet, and we're only going to be able to talk to, well, we might get to most of you. So hang in there, folks. Hang in there. But Jean and I are going to talk first, and we're going to be talking about, unlike what I have listed here, folks, that was the last show, but it's going to be a somewhat similar theme. It's going to be standing in your power during this time of transition. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And let me first welcome Jean. Jean, how are you tonight, honey?
Good evening, David, and good evening to everyone who's listening now and who will listen later. Thank you for inviting me, David.
It's always my pleasure, Jean. You're a remarkable guest. You're a dear person in my life. And the listeners just really love you. We have a lot of callers tonight. And we have had a lot of callers on other shows you've been on, so that speaks very highly of you. But, Jean, before we begin our discussion, Can you tell people what the blessing of the water is about so they'll have some understanding of that?
Sure, and it'll just take a few seconds. What you do is you place out your water, whether it's in a glass or an open plastic bottle, doesn't matter. I place my hands over your water, and I become the vessel for Mother, Father, God to transmute the cells of the water, to raise the vibration of the water, alkaline the water, and fill it with whatever healing you might personally need. Or maybe you don't need any healing. Maybe you're just ready to have your gifts turned on a little bit more. So it's between Mother, Father, God, and what is best for your highest good. And then after that, there's a blessing added to the water. And it only takes less than 20 seconds.
It's wonderful, folks, and I oftentimes do not have water present, but it makes the beverage that I'm drinking even more delicious. It does alter the taste of the water for some, and it does for me, so I just thought I'd put that in as a footnote. Jean, you know, this is a really remarkable time that we're going through in history for so many reasons, and I really like the topic that you selected for tonight because I think there are a lot of people that are living in a place of fear, and instead you want to transform that into something empowering, and I really like the idea of standing in your power during a time of transition instead of talking about during a time of crisis. You've put a positive spin on that, and I wonder what you would like to share about that.
Well, first, thank you, David. First, I would like to start with, you know, we've all heard, or most of us have always heard that story, that there is fear and love within us, right? And which one do we want to feed? Well, it's very easy to slip into the fear or to stay in the fear, but when we do that, as you know, David, and probably most of your listeners, this is a great reminder, is that when we slip into fear, then we support that energy. If we step back and say, as an example, wait a second, I don't want to support fear and worry. I want to support love. I want to support peace, right? So when we feed the love and the peace within us, then we are emanating love and peace, and there's that domino effect. And the more people that would think about doing this, even if they did it part of their time of the day, you know, it would have such an impact worldwide. What do you think, David?
It's contagious, isn't it? And, you know, the other thing I was thinking as you were talking, fear doesn't feel good, but love just makes you feel warm and fuzzy all over. And I was thinking about Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, and how she talks about following the next best thought, action, or feeling, and to try to stay in that feeling good place as much as you can. And that can be a real challenge. But when you focus on feeling good, then you feel good about yourself, you feel good about your fellow woman or man, and you can share the love. It just flows, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I was in a grocery store line last week, and you know, I'm always striking up conversations with people who are, like, willing to do it also. And we were talking about how it only takes a moment to do an act of kindness. And an act of kindness could just be opening the door. It could be moving a grocery cart from the handicapped spot into a safer spot, you know. I was talking to somebody actually about that subject yesterday, and they said, they call me Mama Jean, and he said, Mama Jean, you know what I do? What I think in my head when someone has left a grocery cart in a handicapped spot, you know, making it unable for a person to park, right? She said, as I walk over to it, I think, oh, I'm so grateful that this person left this cart here so I can do this good deed.
I like that. Gratitude.
And I love that.
Yeah. You know, the other thing.
Right?
You know, sometimes some people can't physically do things for other people. But there's nothing more warming than a smile from another person. You know, I love getting a smile from an elderly person. It just makes me feel good all over. It reminds me of grandma and grandpa and makes me feel really good. I like that. So all you have to do is smile, you know?
Yes, yes. And, you know, and think about this also. Well, not you, David, but everybody who's listening. And when I speak, I talk, I'm listening myself, that when we feel that we've gotten caught up in the news or social media or somebody else's drama, you know, depending whether it's worldwide or close to home, right, that to remember to stop and take a breath and make a choice. Do I want to feed this fear and anxiety? Do I want to feed this anger and rage? That is so exhausting. No, I want to, what I am suggesting is to stop and say, I want to vibrate love.
Mm.
I want to vibrate peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be grounded with Mother Earth. I don't want to be hysterical in my head and up in the clouds. Do you get what I'm saying, David?
I do. I do. And I love the fact that you use the word choice. That's so important because we have a choice to make each step of the way. And ultimately, we are responsible only for ourselves. And so we need to make a choice to be responsible and follow the next best thought, action, or feeling so that we are leaving our imprint in a positive way on this planet and in this place and time. What do you think about that?
Yes. I agree with you. I agree with you because there's a lot going on in the world that is very positive also. A lot of people may not see it, but a lot of us around the world can see it and sense it. And we are moving into better times. We just shifted into the age of Aquarius, right, which is 1,000 years of peace, right? And so much more is coming out in the ways that we can tap into that is positive. You know, we can go to our favorite places. You know, if we're feeling depressed or sad, we can go to our favorite places. If we can't travel to that place because of circumstances or whatever, you can always take out a picture of it. You can go in your heart and remember, right? Until that brings you back into that peace space.
I was just going to say, years ago when I was working as a social worker, I was going through a time that I perceived as crisis. And a fellow worker gave me something that kind of confused me a little bit, but it was a Chinese characters. And what it was saying was that out of chaos comes great order. And a lot of people may be perceiving this as chaos, but there is great order in the universe. And you were talking to me earlier, and I'm sorry if I'm stealing your thunder, but it was a very important point, and that is that God has a plan for all of us, and maybe you can elaborate on that. I don't know if I'm getting that quite right from what you were saying.
David, I love sharing the thunder with you.
How about some lightning? Is it lightening up, right?
Exactly. Let's light up the skies with divine lightning bolts, right? And they're happening too. Yes, God does. We have to remember that God has a plan, and we need to trust in that plan. And all we need to do is remember that we are part of Creator God. We have Mother, Father, God in us. We have the Christ energy in us. We have the Buddha energy in us. We have the Kuan Yin. We have the medicine man / medicine woman in us, right? And all we have to do is remember it's in God's plan. So what can I do to help sail through God's plan while all this chaos is going on around me, right? Well, I can breathe in my power. You know, breathing in your power 7 times, once into each of your 7 main chakras, really grounds you in your body. And then breathing in your I Am presence really brings you into that sacred heart. And I think you know what I mean, David, because I've done this before, and it's something that I want to offer here before we take calls. As you know, that doesn't take long. But and another thing that we can do is, besides listening to uplifting music, and here's something fun. I wrenched my back last week, so I was kind of on my back with my legs elevated to take pressure off my lower spine and icing a lot for like 4 or 5 days. So I thought, what can I watch on the TV, because I've already listened to a whole bunch of meditation stuff and other things, and I did some book reading. And so I thought, I looked at the TV, and it was all like negative things, right? And if it wasn't negative, it was sexual, okay? And I'm not coming from a place of being a prude. So anyway, I decided to see if we can find one of those TV shows from like the 1960s, 1970s, right? Well, I found The Flying Nun.
Love
it. I laughed so hard. I had tears flowing through my eyes. And I was laughing joyfully. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I really missed that kind of TV, if you're going to watch TV, right? Because it was genuine. You know, and it was wholesome. And it was more about love and compassion, right? Because just touching on that for a brief moment, when when Sister Batril, the flying nun, Sally Field, right, connects with the man Carlos, who is a gambler, right, and he runs a casino and all this stuff, her influence, not in a religious way, but in a compassionate, caring for another human being way, ends up changing him in a lot of ways. Even though he still kept having his casino business, he started seeing, as a result, the bigger picture about being of community and giving and being of service. That's what I wanted to bring into that before we get into reading.
Oh, thank you for that. I think that's so important. I mean, that comes back to my point about responsibility. I do believe we're here to enjoy ourselves, but to serve one another. And, of course, we need to take care of ourselves first if we're going to be able to have the energy to be of service to other people without becoming depleted. But the other thing that I wanted to ask you to comment on, Jean, and this is something that a spirit life coach who I've had on the show before, Bob, oh my God, you know who I mean, but Bob Lancer, he talked about the importance of lessons and that everything that happens to us contains a lesson, and we can choose to spin it in a positive way or a negative way, and we can learn sometimes our greatest lessons from what we perceive to be our biggest mistakes or failures. But those are our greatest lessons, and we can turn from whatever may have caused us distress and turn in another direction. And I think that's really important, because you can change the course of your destiny in just an instant. You are the captain of your fate and the master of your soul. What do you think about that?
I agree 100%. I have said for years, in every experience is a blessing and a gift. Even when it feels like a nightmare in the moment, it's still a blessing and a gift, because we learn, grow, we make different choices, and when we come out of it, we're so much better.
I think that's a good place to end for now. I'm looking at the clock, and only have 40 minutes left. Jean, would you be able to, I don't know if this is possible for you to do, it's a request, and if you can't do it, that's fine. But if you could refer to the clock when you're doing, walking us through the chakras so that we end that exercise by 8 o'clock at the latest.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to leave it to you, dear.
All right. For those of you who are not driving, but you can still do this as long as you pay attention to your driving, just for a brief moment, let all your thoughts just go out of your mind for just a moment. And know that as you are breathing in Mother, Father, pure, divine love and peace. Love and peace comes in, exhale, into feet chakra. Love and peace comes in, flows into your feet chakra. Love and peace flows in and exhales into your root chakra. Each gentle breath filling your root chakra with divine love and peace. Breathe in divine love and divine peace. Exhale into your sacral. With each gentle breath, filling your sacral with divine sacred love, peace. Breathe in divine love, divine peace. Exhale into your navel. Have love and peace with yourself and your family and all you consider family. Peace, love flows into the navel. Breathe in divine love and peace and exhale into your solar plexus. With each gentle breath of divine sacred love, divine sacred peace, let all emotions that were in fear before this moment be loved and nurtured with peace with each breath. Breathe Breathing in to find love and to find peace. Exhale into your heart. With each gentle breath, as you exhale into your heart, feel that love begin to rise. Feel the peace soothing, nurturing your heart. Love and peace in the heart chakra, waking up. Your I am present with each breath of sacred love and sacred peace. Waking up the Christ energies within your sacred heart with each breath filled with love and nurturing Christ's divine peace. Breathe in divine love, divine peace. Exhale into your throat chakra. Let the divine love and peace release all burdens and heaviness that you hold on your shoulders. Let all resistances that you hold in your voice to release and open for your highest good and the highest good of all. Breathe in divine love and divine sacred peace. Breathe into the center of your head, into your pituitary pineal chakra. Each gentle breath, divine sacred love, divine sacred peace. Removing all distortion, all illusion, strengthening your divine personal connection with Mother, Father, God, your guardian angel, your spirit guides and master teachers with each breath. Divine love, nurturing peace. Breathe in divine love and divine peace. Exhale into your crown chakra, filling your crown with sacred divine love, sacred divine peace. Breathing in divine love, divine peace, rippling out through all 7 layers of all 7 bodies of your auric field. Breathing in to find sacred love, to find sacred peace. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and be present for the rest of the show. Thank you very much. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you, Jean. I'll give folks just a moment to come back to this space of time.
And it's only 7:58.
And that is wonderful. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
We do have some new callers. And just to let you know, Jean is going to be talking to as many of you as she can in the next half hour. So they're going to be short visitations with Jean. And do you have any particular requests you want to make of them before I ask you to explain the blessing of the water once again?
Well, I'm asking everyone this question. Do you want to ask me one question, or do you want to know what is for the highest good for you to hear? And please keep it to only one question, because I feel bad when I can't fit everyone in, and I want to fit everyone in.
Right. Well, you will only be allowed one question, callers, and I'm going to be firm about that. Sorry, but I'm not. We do want to be respectful of the time element so that as many people as are on the line can speak with Jean. And Jean, you want to tell them very briefly once again about the water, because we do have some new callers, and then we won't explain that again.
Okay. If you want, get a grab a glass of water, open bottles of water. If you choose, I place my hands over your water. I turn myself over to be the vessel for Mother, Father, God, creator of all love and light, which then transmutes your water, raises the alkaline, fills it with whatever you need, whether it's a healing or maybe opening of gifts, and adds a blessing.
Well, why don't we do that? Go ahead. You were going to say something else.
I was just going to say, and you'll feel the effects within 60 seconds of drinking it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It works, folks.
What do you want me to do, David?
Bust the water, if you would be so kind.
Okay. Absolutely. My hands are being placed over you, everyone's water now. I am now turning myself over to be the vessel. And the water is ready to drink.
Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome, sure. David. I've got some testimonials on, as you know, on my wall, how some people have received the miracles. So
I know they have. Yes, and folks, please go to Jane's website to check that out. And Jean, you want to briefly tell folks what else they can find on your website?
If you go to my website on the first page, on the bottom, I've got two videos that I did explaining various things that I offer and services that I do in workshops. And then I've got channeled paintings. I've got my 3 times blessed soap, which David has tried, and he really likes it a lot. It's an awesome soap. Yeah.
It lasts
so
forever.
You can check those things out too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sorry, David.
Oh, I was just going to say the soap I received is heart-shaped. It has herbs in it, and it's about an inch thick, so it lasts a long time. It doesn't take very much of it, and it's very rejuvenating, and it's cleansing, and it leaves your skin feeling soft. It's a very lovely soap, so don't be afraid to try it.
Right, and it's a full-size heart-shaped soap, right, David? And
yes.
I'm channeling Mother, Father, God from beginning to end. And then when I'm packaging it, let's say it happens to be the pink soap, right, which is about that one to step more into self-love and love for all. So when I'm packaging that one, because I've already channeled into it, as I'm putting it like in the bag and my label and the three roses and things like that, I'm chanting, the person who is using this soap is receiving so much divine love. The person using this soap is really feeling the divine love vibration. And I say this until it's done. And then when it gets packaged, like wrapped up to get shipped out, I do the same thing. And I've had people say, you know, when I open the package, I can feel, as an example, I could feel the love, or I could feel this, because there's, I think there's 5 different varieties that I have. Yeah. And they do. In fact, I have a cousin in Texas, David, who said, you know, he considers this a luxury soap, but I don't. I consider it a divine blessed healing soap, and he said that he was blown away at how long it lasts. So thank you for mentioning that too, David, because it does last a long time.
Should move on. It is an hour long show, but I'm wondering if you could go for a half hour from now and run just a little bit over. Would that work for you?
Absolutely. Let's take care. Let's be of service, and I'm ready to get going.
Okay, and I just want to say this. We're not going to be able to get to all of you tonight. There's so many of you, but I encourage you to stay on the line and listen, because you will get a glimpse of what a reading with Jean can be like. And once again, you can find her at jeanofdivinehealing.com. That's J-E-A-N of divinehealing.com. And so let me go to the first caller of the evening. I haven't spoken with any of you, so if I don't recognize your phone numbers, forgive me. I know that I get repeat callers, and I always enjoy talking to you, but we're just going to say hello tonight. So area code 310, you're first. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
No, I'm doing okay.
Hi, Vince.
Hi. My question is this. I'm starting a new job on Monday. It's a temp to possibly hire full-time, but it's a two-hour drive for me. But today, and this is my question, I had a job interview with a huge company called Ball Corporation. It's a 45-minute drive from where I am. I'm wondering if they're going to offer me the job. They said it would be about 2 weeks, and they got a lot of other people to still to go through.
I'm asking, is it in the highest good for Vince to be hired at Ball Corp? Yes.
Yeah, Ball Corporation.
Does Vince have a 100% higher rate? Did he have an 80%, 90%, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99? Is there's a 1% trip up? Yes. Okay. What is the 1% trip up? I'm not asking you, Vince, okay?
Right.
The trip up. It's a really good move. It's a really good thing. And it wouldn't hurt, they're saying, for you to do the – if you have to financially, it wouldn't hurt to do the temporary thing, but 2 hours back and forth, that's 4 hours round trip in one day. That's a long day for you.
I wouldn't make the round trip every day. What I would do is stay there. It's a weekender position, so I'd be working 3 days a week for now.
Okay. Well, they're suggesting that you do that. Okay, so let's look at what's that 1%? What's that 1%? Does it have to do with... Vince, do you believe 100% that you deserve that position?
Which one? The one I went to today?
Yeah, the one you want.
Yes.
Not the temporary one, the other one.
Yes.
Do you really believe that you deserve it? And I mean that in a good way.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is what you need to do. What we're suggesting is, in the meantime, in your free time, do you meditate?
Yeah, I haven't in a while because I've got a lot of issues going on.
All right. Well, then in your free time, and you can even do this when you're driving, okay, is talk to your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind is 1% saying, nope, not worthy. So you need to get that 1% on board, and that's subconscious, okay?
Okay.
So
I know
do you understand how to do it? Do you understand how to do
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, you're saying you got it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll cross my fingers.
It's all good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Vince. God bless you.
You too.
Good night, Ben. Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Okay. Area code 302, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Jackie.
Jackie, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jean. I guess I want a reading for my highest good, a message.
All right. Okay, Jackie, do you write poetry?
Not at all.
Okay, so you don't write anything at all? You don't write?
Not really.
All right, why did that come up, poetry? Do you like to read poetry?
Not really.
What is it with poetry? What is it with poetry? Something with poetry. Was there a poet in your family?
No.
Okay. Or at least not to your knowledge, right?
Right.
All right, what does this have to do with Jackie wants to know what's for her highest good, and you're telling me it has to do with poetry. Is it about her actually physically beginning to write poetry? No. It has to do with poetry leading you to... Are you thinking about starting a business?
No, I just started a new job.
You just started a new job. Am I getting confused with another caller? No. You're going to, this is what's happening, what you're going to get, if it hasn't happened yet, Jackie, it's coming, okay? If it hasn't happened yet, it'll be coming within the next couple of days, less than a week. You're going to start popping ideas in your head, whether you're getting it through dreams or popping in your head like light bulb ideas. Okay, do you know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, and it has something to do with poetry, not necessarily you writing poetry. I had to ask my own personally because I was trying to figure out. But something about poetry... Even if someone says to you, hey, I read this really cool poem the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should check it. You should read it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, does this have to do with The Dash? Yes. Have you ever read the poem The Dash?
The what?
The Dash. D-A-S-H.
No.
All right, when you can, read The Dash. It's real. It's not long, and it's beautiful, right? And then tell your higher self that you're ready to receive the messages. Because even though you just started a new job, Jackie, you're not going to be there longer than 4 months at the most. And it's not because you're going to lose the job. It's because you're going to leave the job.
To do what?
I don't know. You'll have to figure it out after you read The Dash.
Wow.
But it's really wonderful.
Okay.
Trust it, Jackie, okay? Take that leap of faith because, I mean, they're really stressing this because the job that you're at, yeah, that you just started, yeah, you're going to make connections, yeah, you're going to get a paycheck, and all that stuff, and yeah, you know, making connections and stuff like that. But it's a temporary stepping stone. Now, Jackie, you don't have to do this. You know that, right? Because you have free will.
Mm-hmm.
You could stay nice and cushy, or you could take the leap of love and faith. Because what this will do in the long run is fulfill everything that you've been desiring and wishing for.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Jackie,
thanks
we're
for calling,
like,
Jackie.
Like, if you like to be in the mountains in the summertime, then you can still be where it's warm when it's cold in the wintertime. That's
mm-hmm.
how wonderful we're talking. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Does that make you feel better?
Sure.
That
all right. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Good night,
thank
Jackie.
You.
God all right. bless.
Bye-bye.
My dream, David, is to live in Vermont from spring through fall and then live somewhere where it's really warm in the wintertime, where, you know.
Oh,
so,
I hope that you manifest that dream.
That
I know you're a great
her,
manifester.
Man. I've been really excited about that.
Yeah. All right,
next caller.
Next caller is area code 805, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Thank you, Dave. How are you? This is Donna. Hi, Jean.
Donna, good. How
Hi,
are
Jean.
You, honey?
How are you? I haven't spoken to you in ages. How are you well?
I'm well, yes, thank you.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
And just Bye, to let you know, Donna, I still am going to be doing a radio show with Kat Edwards called The Healing Circle.
Oh.
We're on hiatus now, but we're going to move to either Twitch or YouTube. So I will make announcements about that. I'm just doing this show about once a month at present. And I'm phasing it out. But I just wanted to let you know that so you'll still be able to find me.
Yes,
okay?
Wonderful.
I'll
Thank you very
make
much.
Further announcements yeah. as the plans unfold. So let me turn you back over to Jean.
Right. Okay. Jean.
Donna.
Hi. So I have apparitions and visions. And 4 months ago, I had a vision. It was in my third eye. I was well awake, sitting up. And he came in rolling in like a tunnel, and then all of a sudden he was in front of me, the most beautiful man I'd ever seen in my life. He had black and white robes on. I didn't know what to say. I just smiled, and I felt all this joy and love and lightness in my heart when he left, before he left. And I just think something big is coming in for me because I'm
yes,
getting...
Yes, Donna, something really big is coming. Within 5 months, okay? And that doesn't mean it's going to take 5 months. We're saying within 6 months, okay? So that means any
yes.
time between tomorrow and 6 months.
Oh, okay, because I also
Yeah,
heard
but it's
from
really
mother,
wonderful. And what?
I heard from my mother who's on the other side, and she said I was going to be rewarded. It must have been something I did in
yes.
another lifetime. Well, I do nice things in this lifetime, but so I want to help my family.
I'm validating
I help
that
them
for
all.
You. Yes, I'm validating.
Oh.
Yes,
so,
wonderful. Yeah. Wow. What a wow. God bless you, Donna. What a gift.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, because are you aware that when, you know, when that divine being came in, the one with the black and white robes,
yes.
are you aware that you were also gifted robes?
No. I did have something happen to me a long time ago. I was like, I'm 67 now. I was 30 years old, and it was a communication with God, and it was like a purging of the soul. And then, you know, I thought, oh, my gosh, all this happened to me. And then I picked up a book, and everything in that book described what happened to me. So I know that, you know, it happened, but it was, and I felt so much love for God when this happened. It was like, unbelievable. I'd never experienced anything like it ever in my entire life.
Mm.
So I think that I'm pretty close to God. I'm pretty
what
close
a
to
guest.
God.
What a guest. Well,
yeah,
You do have new robes, and there's so many wonderful blessings coming, Donna. There is. I'm validating that for you, and what a beautiful gift for your mom to come and tell you that. And wow. You know how like as if somebody gave you a treasure chest, right, with all these wonderful. Blessed gifts, right? And those gifts could be anything from a beach house to whatever you know what I mean, to the love of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no limit on what it's going to be. So what my guides are saying to tell you that it's not just one treasure chest. It's four.
Oh, wow. Oh, you know, it's been a long time coming, and I've always known it's going to come. And, yeah, so you're validating that, you know, it's coming within soon, you know, the next 4 years, I think you said.
No. Anytime between tomorrow and 6 months from now.
Oh, 6 months. Oh, my gosh. Good. Well, I'll just remain in prayer, and, yeah. Oh, I want to help my family so much. You know, it would just bring me such joy and
you
some
will.
Friends. And Yeah, yep. Yeah, I think so too. Oh, you're amazing. And I love that meditation. I love that meditation that I did with you with the chakras, and it brought me a lot of peace and happiness doing that. Mm. Thank you. You're a very special person, and I thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Donna. You are too. God bless you. You're very gifted.
Donna,
you
emanate joy. You emanate joy and peace. I always enjoy having you on the show. Thank you for calling in tonight. It's so good to hear your voice.
God bless you, Donna.
Thank you, Dave. You. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 914, you're next. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. It's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you both this evening?
Good.
Hi, Catherine. Good. Hi. My question is, please, I have been given an opportunity to give a man named Vincenzo some looks at my project, like a presentation. And I was just wondering how you see it going, please.
Well, the presentation will go very well.
Oh.
You're gonna get lots of good credit for it, lots of acknowledgement for it. It's gonna open up a lot of doors.
Oh,
I also said windows, and they said no, doors, because doors are bigger than windows, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. It'll all work out. And you're going to receive blessings as a result, like I said, not just the acknowledgement, but it's going to it will advance things also for you, for your career, for your soul's mission.
Oh, fabulous. Yes, I'll be touching up my presentations and everything this week, and I want to get it to him by Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
And before you hand it in, if you choose with your free will, you can always, whether it's on your tablet or on paper, you can always hold it in your hand and ask for it to be divinely blessed for you.
Oh, yes. I love that. Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, Catherine. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Catherine. You too, honey. Take good
thank
care.
You. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. It's good to hear your voice also.
Thank you. Yours too. Thank you.
Oh, sorry to cut you off, Catherine.
She's listening, but she's not.
She's muted right now. Yeah. Oh,
but that's okay.
Wonderful.
She can hear me, right?
She can hear you.
Yes,
yeah,
Catherine.
Yeah.
In your one life, two lifetimes ago, you were a prima ballerina.
I can see that. I can really see that.
I can feel it.
Catherine
is
a caller on the show many times. Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. She's a very graceful person and filled with gratitude. And I can see her as a ballerina. Mm-hmm. No
a
question.
Prima.
A prima ballerina. There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm
All
saying.
Right.
Prima. All right.
Let's,
on with the next one.
Okay. Area code 845. You're next. What is your first name, please?
Maria.
Maria. Hi there.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. How are you?
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Both of you. God bless you. Nice. You're talking to me. Thank you for calling, for taking my call. I wanted to ask you, I waited for Charlemagne to steal, I don't get it. I don't talk to you guys a long time. You see, is I going to get it soon?
I'm sorry, could you please say that again?
I wait a settlement because I want to buy property overseas. Once I think
oh,
I ask
you.
Oh,
you're waiting on a settlement. You're asking
right.
me about a settlement? Oh,
right.
I'm sorry. Okay, just one moment here. We're asking for Maria's highest good for
it's
you, the divine.
Time.
Will Maria get the settlement that she is expecting? Will she get a settlement? Yes. Will it be more money than she's expecting? Is it right now on the fence on exactly how much she'll get? Yes. When Maria gets this settlement, will she be able to buy the house/property that she would like to buy? Will she be able to at least put a large portion down on it where her mortgage payment is very, very, very low? Yes, very low in an affordable, easy manner that it will not stress her out? Yes. Oh, excuse me. And what did we just release from Maria? Ah, some fear. I burp when I release something from someone. Maria?
Yes.
Yes, the settlement is coming. It's undecided on the exact amount right now, okay? But you will be able to purchase what you're looking for, yes.
Thank you.
And if you have to have a mortgage, it will be very, very low.
Okay,
very low.
I want to buy overseas in it so I can travel this year. I hope we can travel this year.
It's going to work out in 2022, yes.
I hope so.
You should be moving physically. You could be moving as soon as June.
Yeah. So I can go in June.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, it could very well happen in June, yes.
So I can get it this settlement before June.
Yeah, they're saying that you could physically move by the end of June.
I'm going to go with my daughter, right? I'm not going to
yes.
go alone. I'm going to go me and
yes.
my daughter.
Yes. Yes, that's very strong. Yes, yes.
And
I guess because...
Maria, we can only ask one question, honey.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I understand. Thank you, Captain.
Yes,
Maria,
thank
it's
you.
Coming.
Thank
don't
you
worry,
for your understanding.
Coming.
Yes, in the water, no problem.
Okay.
It's all coming, Maria, and yes, your daughter's going with you.
Yes, thank you.
Ooh,
thank you
really
so much for calling, Maria.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your daughter, it's going to be very, very good also for your daughter, for her social life and her career. It's a really going to be a good move for both of you. Okay, David, thank you.
Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you.
God bless you,
Maria.
Thank
you so
much,
honey.
God bless
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, we're going to take two more callers. Area code 347, you're first.
Oh, yes.
Yes, what's your first name, please?
Linda.
Linda?
Yes.
Nice
Hi,
to
Linda.
Hear your voice, Linda.
Oh, nice hearing yours, too.
Do you have a question, or?
Yes. I was calling about the upcoming week because I had got, you know, a reading. Hold on. Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Hello. Yes, the upcoming week, because I had got a reading earlier today and it was bad. So I wanted to know about the upcoming week.
You're asking what's coming up. You're asking me to ask What's for your higher good that's coming up for you this week? Is that what you're asking me?
Next week, because I had got, like, a fake reading, and she was saying, like, tower moments and stuff. So I wanted to confirm it.
All right, so you want to know what you want to know what's going to be good for you for next week. Is that what you're asking?
Anything. Like, you know, picking up on
Are you currently in a romantic relationship?
No.
Okay, is there somebody that you think you would like to be with? Or that is pursuing you?
I was dating some boy.
He's no good
today.
For you.
Oh.
He's no good for you, Linda. What my guys are saying, what you need to know the most, is they're saying, we know in your heart what you're truly desiring and what you are wishing and longing for. And the way you're going to receive that, Linda, is knowing that you deserve better, that you are worthy to be treated with love and respect. Does that make sense what they're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of times I will say to people, what?
That's for like next week? Shit.
No, they're saying in general, overall. They're saying we know what's in your heart. We know what you're asking for.
Gosh.
You're going to get it is to remember that you are worthy and deserving. Now, we're not coming from an ego place. We're coming from a place of every human being deserves to be treated with love and respect and honesty, okay, and nurturing care, right, and support and fun support, right? And that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying that you deserve. That's what's coming for you.
Next week?
But that guy that... it's not going to come next week unless you can 100% get yourself in that space.
Yeah.
Do you have some good experiences coming up this coming week? Yes, you do. All right? But... as far as this guy today, Linda, it's not good for you.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him in a while. He just called me out of nowhere today.
Yep. Well, yeah. Yep.
Oh.
You'll have a good week next week as long as you honor yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know you're not really getting what you're asking for, but what they're saying that's most important is you really need to work on self-worth in a self-deserving way. That's what they're saying. Otherwise, yes, you'll have a good week.
Okay. That sounds better.
Yeah, you can have a good week. I said that a couple times. But they're saying
I understand what they're saying, like, about the boy, because I let him slide, like, too much stuff I shouldn't have.
Right.
So that was
exactly.
So on point. It was on point. It was very much on point.
He is not worthy of you. Could he be worthy of you if he woke up and started respecting himself so that he could respect you and others? Then absolutely. But you got to remember, we cannot attract a romantic partner unless we fully and completely love and respect ourselves. Otherwise, we are going to attract partners. It doesn't matter what you're attracted to, a man, a woman, whatever. It doesn't matter. But
uh-huh.
I'm speaking to everybody. I'm speaking to everybody who's listening. That it doesn't matter. You gotta love yourself first so that you then can attract the partner that you truly want. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Linda, if you want, check out my website, okay? I also have YouTube videos on YouTube, Healing Ones, so you can check them out too, all right? And that will help you working on that, okay?
Okay.
Linda, thank you for calling on, and I hope you do have a beautiful week and that all your dreams manifest. You have that power within you if you follow Jean's advice, because we all need to value ourselves and love ourselves if we're going to enjoy our lives and attract positive, happy
things.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, I'm going to say goodnight to you for now, Linda. And we're going to take one more caller. I'm sorry we can't get to everybody. Please contact Jean through her website, jeanofdivinehealing.com. And, you know, one thing that has been said by other channelers and psychics on my show is that there are sometimes, especially if there's a general reading, for instance, some of the things that Jean spoke of to Linda, apply to us all. And so I encourage you to stay on the line and listen through the last caller, which is going to be, oh my goodness, area code 770. What is your first
caller, which is
yes.
going to be, oh my goodness, area code 770.
Oh my God.
What is your first?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello? Can you give us
Hello?
Your name, please?
Hi, my name is Maddie. Hi, David. Hi, Jean. Yes.
Hello?
Wow.
I'm sorry I didn't hear your name.
Hello?
My name is Maddie.
Oh, hi, Maddie.
Hi. Well, I'm open to whatever spirit my guides have to want to share with me what I need to know.
My name is Maddie.
Maddie, do you know that you're a channeler, that you're a card reader? That do you know that you have those gifts?
Jean, I do. I've been told that all my life, pretty much. In fact,
and don't give me any information, okay, Maddie? But let me just ask you this: have you sat and played with cards?
I need to.
Yes, you do. The universe is saying you need to, because not only is that going to help you and your family and friends, it's also going to bring you in some extra income. And you don't need tarot cards. You can read regular cards. You're aware of that, right?
Regular playing cards?
Yes. Like, you know how a lot of people will read tarot cards, correct?
Yeah.
You can read tarot cards, but what I'm being told to tell you is you can take it in higher than that. You can buy like a regular set of cards, right? Cards that you would play anything with. Go fish, rummy, right? You know what I mean? Regular
cards,
cards
like they play,
you know.
Blackjack with
those kind of cards.
Those cards,
yeah.
Yes.
You
I don't
read,
have a deck
you,
of those
are you
cards.
Aware that you can
but,
read those? You can
Pardon
read
me?
Those. You can read those.
Why, hello?
Hello, Maddie, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. It looked like it seemed as though you fade away a little bit.
All right.
I
know, we have a weird connection here. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it slower. If you get yourself a brand new set of cards, right?
Okay.
And you hold them and pray over them so, for them to be cleared and cleansed because, you know, other people touch them, right?
Right.
And you don't want their energy on it, right? You
right.
want only your energy. In other words, no one else will touch these cards but you. You, when you do a reading for someone, you will shuffle them and you will lay the cards out, okay? They won't touch them.
Okay. I remember that. Okay.
And you're going to be able to, yes, and you, yeah. And when you're ready, right, you can also, you have so many ancestors who are also readers, not just card readers, tea leaf, like reading the tea leaves, reading, do you live, it might not be this lifetime, but in another lifetime, you could shred. Your gifts were so big with this. You could take a leaf of tobacco, shred it up, put your prayer into it, like whatever it is you're asking the universe the question, right? Whether it's for you or yourself, and then you drop the pieces of the tobacco. You can read that.
Wow.
Can do that with seashells. You can do that with seashells. You can do that with anything that you choose. It does not have to be out of a store. Does that make sense?
Tobacco. Wow. I always told I was
so
gifted.
So when you're ready to, yes, when you're ready to do this, Maddie.
You say it in a way, Jean.
Invite your ancestors. And
okay.
they will come around you, and they will help you take that leap, take that trust. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
Wow.
Maybe one thing
really
I wanted
good.
To
I'll
say
have to
you.
Meeting with you someday.
Maddie, if you had trouble hearing Gene at any point of the way, you can go and listen to the podcast, which will be available about 15. Yeah,
I'm going to
okay.
do that. Yes, because I, it may have been, I think it was the way I had the phone at my ear. I didn't have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Maddie,
mm-hmm. yes.
You also know that you can channel deceased spirits, you know, like relatives and things. Like if somebody wanted to come to you and say, you know, I don't know, I lost my father as an example, right? And you're going to, you know, do your prayers and everything, and you're going to give that person messages from that father. As an example, that was an example. That's if you choose to do that, because you have a lot of amazing gifts, you know?
Well, I need to get busy.
You're
going to
help people have a lot of peace. What?
Pardon me?
You're going to help a lot of people come to peace.
Oh, great. And I do share light wherever I am.
Yes, you do. This is going to be
You're
really good for you, Maddie.
Example.
It's time. People have been telling you this for years. Now is the time, Maddie.
Thank you. I'm going to get on it because I've been thinking about it. In fact, I was looking at the Oracle card.
Oh, by Rachel Thompson Phillips?
No. I don't know why. I just pulled up the Oracle cards, and it talks about the power of light and different ones, and I thought, oh, how does this
well,
work?
Well, you can get those, too. You can get any cards you want. The universe just wants you to know that you could even create your own card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have that gift. You're very powerful.
That is so good to know. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome, and that's why it keeps popping in your head, because your guardian angel is going tap, 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 tap.
wake up, get up and start dancing.
There you go. All right.
So doing this would make me happy. I think it would help others. It would definitely please me. Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Gene, where are you located?
I'm in Vermont. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Georgia. Oh, you up in New England? Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can check out my website, you know, and if you ever want to chat, we can chat, you know.
That would be great. Thank you. Because I need that.
You're
welcome.
I need that
family or that soul group.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Maddie, for calling in. See, your guardian angels got you here tonight.
I'm so happy we got you, last but not least.
Yeah, because I tuned in late, you know, and I thought, in my mind, I'm not going to be picked, so I'm just going to listen. And he said, I got one more. David, you said, I have one more, and I thought, okay. That's not me, so I'm going to listen anyway. And you said 770, and I thought, oh, wow, that is me.
Yes, Maddie, because I just want to say yes, Maddie, because you need to start doing this.
I will. I definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
Because... But it's
you can read your own card, too, for yourself.
Yeah.
I will. I will play around with that. Because, like Eugene, you said in the beginning, it was all about trust.
Right.
You know, yeah. And I did have someone years ago.
And knowing that you're worthy to have this gift, and you're worthy to share this gift, you know?
Yes. Yes. That is so true.
And remember that when we get messages to give to another person, like, you know, me validating here tonight, right? And this is for everyone who's listening. You know, you can't shoot the messenger if you don't like the message, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes.
We have to be prepared that if we're going to ask a question, regardless of whoever we're asking, right, or going to for a reading, that we have to be prepared for whatever the answer is, because we can always manifest whatever we want. We just have to get all the subconscious sabotaging stuff out of the way.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Yes.
Yeah,
so
because that book, The Secret, right? That the most important key part that they left out was, if your subconscious isn't on board, you can manifest all you want. It's not happening.
If your subconscious is not on board, got you. Yes.
Right. Like, we can consciously say, I'm manifesting and feeling it and knowing it and seeing it, right? But if our subconscious mind is saying, no, we don't deserve that, right? No, we don't. Because when we were a child, something was said to us that made us think we didn't deserve something, right? So
that's
now
true.
Our subconscious is remembering that, and then the subconscious argues with the conscious, argues with the conscious. And that's what people need to remember. The subconscious needs to get on board, because it's really the conscious makes the dream. And then, of course, the conscious takes the action steps. But the subconscious and the heart brings it into physical manifestation.
Oh, the heart, yeah. Oh, beautiful. Wow. Well,
Maddie,
I'm
going
to reach out to you, honey.
Yeah, thank you, Maddie, for
calling
in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, for choosing me.
it's all in divine
Maybe.
Order. You were meant
all,
to be
yeah.
the
it's
last
only
caller.
It's only
yeah.
I was
and
the last
man.
Caller. Yes.
You
yes,
were
the
last.
I am the last
no,
caller.
You no. You were the last caller to be picked. You were not the last
yes.
caller. There were other callers on the line. But the point is that you were meant to be reached, and you were meant to be given a lot of affirmational attention, which Jean gave to you. And so take that energy with you and do what you will, you know, to create a better life for yourself and those around you, which I have every confidence you are totally capable of. You are a wonderful spirit. I've enjoyed your presence on the show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Maddie. I need that uplift. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We all do.
Just breathe in.
Yes. Yes.
You missed the beginning of the show, Maddie. When you get a chance, go back and listen to the beginning of the show, because I did a brief meditation, and you'll love it, and that's something you can use on your own. Okay?
Okay. I will. I will.
Okay, Maddie. Take care.
Thank you
God
again.
Bless you.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night, honey. Well, I got the echo again, but I'm not getting it now, I hope. At any rate, Jean.
Except for love.
There you go. I love it. Keep echoing, please. Jean, I'm going to send you a message on Facebook in just a moment after we close. But thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, everyone, for hanging in there and listening and calling in. And for those who did not get to get on with me, please know that you are very worthy and deserving and magnificent also. Everyone is in my book.
Amen. Well,
Amen.
With that said, let's take a moment to pause and reflect on the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be, or should I say when we let it be. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks again, Jean.
Good night, David. Bye-bye, everyone.